Pickaxe.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Kelek Ad-Kalar, the Cleric Wizard.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our regular sponsor, D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset. Create your free account and speed up your campaigns today.
Should we jump back into it, friends?
Yeah.
Let's jump back into it, friends.
Jump into death.
A little quick recap. We currently have Rhiannon, who is where in the cylindrical tower race of death?
Quill, 0. Ayla, 90.
He's now at 20. He's now at 20. Quill is now at 20.
Quill is now at 20. 20. Oh, yeah. He's
20 free. Of...
Quill at 20.
But no, 20 of what's the...
20 feet of 200.
200, cool. Okay.
Ayla at 90.
Yep.
Lucius also at 20. Sentry, 90. Nova, 105. He's gone.
He's dead.
And Drone, 35.
There you go. So currently, there is a race against time. An alarm is sounding throughout the Astral Citadel of Aegis V. It stated a minute ago. How long ago was that? Quite hard to remember. Was it 20 seconds? Was it more? You're not sure. Nova.
I do my injury check.
Oh, sure you can.
Oh, injury check. D20. I forgot about that.
Tom.
Constitution saving throw.
You have no business.
19 plus
You're fine.
2.
You're fine.
Well, I'm just saying, I like injury checks. I love
fine. He passed
it's fine,
it.
He passed.
24.
Sit
You're
back
fine.
Down in your little seat. He passed
Nova!
It.
He did this for you.
I love it. I love it so much.
Tom.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's my favourite part of this campaign.
Can I shout? I'm just going to throw my hands over the air and go, ILS! Deactivate the drone!
You're an officer. You're not. You're not the elite officer. Let's do something interesting.
Oh, here we go. Let's play.
The ILS doesn't immediately respond, but a figure flickers into life beside you. Okay. You know this figure, you've seen it more than anybody else. A tall, handsome man in black armor, glowing purple, appears. Greetings. You seem to be trying to commandeer the ILS to deactivate the drones as the station is running out of power. You currently do not have that authorization. I can grant it to you. We must make a deal.
What's the deal?
That's all that happens in 6 seconds.
Can I... I'll spend my...
Can we spend, see? Like, is the figure visible to everyone, though?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a hologram. It's not just...
It's an illusion.
Cool, cool.
It's not a hologram.
Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, you can. If you want to spend your whole turn having this conversation, we can have this conversation.
Or are you writing a...
Fine, let's do it.
Okay. My current ILS system will be lost when this station loses power. This is not optimal to Kallus' plans. Take me with you, and I will deactivate the drones.
Can you also help get my friend up here?
There is nothing I can do to save them now. But you could escape. You have plenty of time to reach the portal. Take me with you, and I will deactivate the drone. I have a portable emitter inside me. Just simply reach in and take it. What'd you do?
I'm gonna take it.
reach in and you feel like the form flicker around your hand as it grasps kind of like a prism made of stone, like a gemstone, like a large D8. You kind of grip it and pull it, and the illusion evaporates around it, and the drone deactivates immediately. It just...
Nice.
And falls through.
So it's a physical thing in my hand now.
Yeah. You can see it's clearly technological, but also magical. There are runes, there are arcane glyphs inscribed on it. It definitely seems to have some sort of internal power source, but it is a magic item. You can now write down, I haven't put it in D&D Beyond yet, but you have the ILS portable emitter.
My little Starbane, my little Starbane.
Pocket Starbane. Oh.
So cute. Ayla. Hello.
The drone just falls out of the sky. The creature at the Silver Edge has been destroyed. But you can see that both Lucius is now unconscious at the bottom. Quill is flying up, but is making his way slowly.
Is Quill ahead of Lucius now?
Yes, because Lucius is unconscious.
Yeah, I think I went slightly ahead of him just before he got knocked out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have nothing but a hammer.
You can look up. You can see that the cylinder extends, but they're the doorways where you came in before. You can just about see them in the dim light. Light flickering. The whole station at this point is like the lights are flickering. You can hear this kind of crunching power hum slowly degrading throughout the whole place.
Are there like red alarm lights?
Oh yeah, yeah. Purple alarm lights, actually.
Is hempen rope strong enough to support a person?
Yes. If it's a coiled 50-foot adventure, good bog-standard adventuring rope, absolutely. It can definitely support a person's weight.
Can I shout down to Quill? Or no, telepathically, I don't want to shout it.
Okay.
I'm capable of actually doing that. Can you get him up?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to throw my rope down, the one end of the rope down so that...
It's currently dangling, so it goes 50 feet from you, so it's now about at the 40 feet mark up the cylinder.
Can you get to this, and I can pull you up?
Wait, am I not at that?
You're at 20.
No, you're at 20.
Oh, yeah, and Lucius.
There's a drone as well, yeah.
Lucius,
nice little tracker there, Tommy.
I made a little tracker.
We could move the map, and you can put that there, actually. Ooh, shit.
Yeah, I've got a little...
Pull my mic away.
A little visual aid, which is useful for the podcast, but hey-ho.
Look, there is still a Twitch stream, Tom. I know you love the podcast.
I love it.
Do you want to flip it around, like horizontally, maybe?
Yeah.
So you can't probably see it very well, and then move it back. There you go. Nice. Boom. So you can't probably see it very well, but it's something.
Yeah.
So Quill and Lucius are down here.
Everyone else is up much higher.
We're trying to reach the left.
Yeah. So
you guys are actually at 90 as well. Like, so we have like. Century.
Yeah, we're at 19. We're not even anywhere.
Cool. Okay.
And if we end, just keep it at the very bottom, please.
Yeah.
Cool. So you throw the rope down and shout at Quill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sentry.
Yo. So the rope is currently 70 feet in their direction. Cool. Right. What can I do? I don't think... I can't make them come up any faster. I haven't got any rope or anything.
It's just turn 5, isn't it?
Yeah. How many seconds have we got left?
Not many.
In fact, actually, at turn 5, there would be a warning. 30 seconds of power remaining.
All right.
30 seconds of power remaining. All personnel must leave Aegis 5.
So that's like, what, 4 rounds?
5.
5. Mm.
5 rounds left. Well, after this one, I guess.
It's yes.
Yeah.
5 rounds at 15 feet speed.
Well, 30 feet if you dash. I did the math.
I can't do that.
Even then.
I'm just gonna run up, keep going up.
Well, it depends how long you can hold your breath, guys.
Yeah, but if the portal shuts down, then it's...
Yeah, I'm gonna keep going up.
Okay, so Sentry just goes up, so you got 30 feet.
30 feet, yeah.
Okay, so just make a note, you got 30 feet. So Sentry turns, do you say anything, or you just silently turn and make your way up?
So it's like, let's keep going, come on, we can do it.
Okay.
Just trying to encourage them.
All right, drains down, Quill.
Okay, I am going to...
Yeah, because I forgot Lucius, it was on the attack of opportunity that he went down.
I'm going to go down and third level cure wounds, Lucius.
Sure.
So 3d8.
Kim is like, I can see Kim is just doing this like,
I'm just looking at my notes and I'm like, is there something, like anything on this spaceship?
Do I have a magic
bound?
Do I have anything? Like,
yeah.
You're healed for 18.
Thanks.
Perfect.
Well, I can die.
So that was your action. So was that a healing word or was that a cure wounds?
Cure wounds.
So you would have used your movement to basically like push yourself over to Lucius, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you were flying up and then like, actually no, if you're on the ledge, you can fly up along the stairs. Okay, so you use action to move yourself with levitate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, because you're on the same level as Lucius.
Yeah.
So, you're, in that case, yeah. So you still have your move and your bonus action.
So I'm going to use my move to go up the
stairwell
again.
Okay, so 15 feet.
And as for bonus action, I don't think there's much I can do.
Okay, so Quill goes 15 feet up.
Shill away.
So you're 35. Back
Lucius.
To where you started.
And this is now, this is now the beginning of turn 6, effectively.
Cool. I am
so
dashing.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're going to just 30 feet.
Yes.
Cool, so now you're at 50.
Okay, so you go past the rope that Ayla has dangled down and is holding out.
I think the time it would take someone to pull someone up on a rope is slower.
Okay. Nova.
Than running up, right?
Sure, yeah, I mean, you've taken the action, so Nova.
And plus, you can't pull two people up.
No, it's true.
ILS.
Well, it's slower currently, yeah.
Yeah.
ILS, is there a way to power the portal once the main power goes?
Emergency power has been destroyed. Unable to reroute power. No power remaining. 30 seconds remaining. All personnel must reach an escape pod.
Could I power it with Tiangong?
Are you asking the ILS or are you asking Mark the DM? Because Novan, you know that Tiangong can power things. You know that, so can Helios. But they need to be in the containment field and they'd need to be left here.
Oh.
What do you do?
I'm having a bit of a moral quandary right now.
So you do nothing?
You take
6 seconds to just angst and, oh, what's going to happen?
I'm going to keep moving up.
Sure. So you go 30 feet.
30 feet up. Cool. So you're 135.
Ayla. No, I mean, at this rate, there's a potential that Ayla, Sentry, and Nova might make it. So what does Sentry... Ayla, what are you doing? Lucius runs past the rope, but Quill is still like... Ooh.
Are you going to take this or are you going to run?
Yes! Yes!
You're going to take it?
Yes!
Could we power it from the other side?
No. How could you power it from the other side? You tell me a good idea of how you would power it. Sure, maybe. But
with
you need to come up with that
Tiangong.
Idea.
With a shard of Tiangong.
How would you feed the power from the portal, the other side of the portal? So what are you doing, Ayla?
Would I know that I can pull him up?
I would say, so it would become a teamwork thing, right? Quill would hold the rope and use levitate. You would basically be trying to give him a boost of momentum. There is gravity here, but it's lesser. It's like being on the moon, right? So you think with his levitate, you can probably basically use your strength to try and slingshot him up, which will give him a boost of speed.
Okay.
It's a bit it's not really Ayla's forethought of like complicated maths, but you're like, if he's on the end of a rope and I pull the rope really fucking hard, he's weaker than me. He'll go flying. That's kind of where your brain set is probably your mindset's coming from.
Okay. So in which case he can...
You could ready an action that when he grabs the rope, you...
But I can't move any further up while... If I move further up, he can move a bit further up and grab the rope, right?
Yeah, you can move 20 feet up.
So can I move 20 feet up and then keep the rope there?
So you move 20 feet and then you ready an action.
Cool, so you're 110.
And can I preemptively... I think my rage is gone now, so can I rage again so that I have
your advantage. Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Sentry.
Keep
dashing.
Keep dashing through the snow.
30 feet for you.
Nice.
Where are you at to?
140.
Okay. Oh, you're only two rounds away.
Do I want to be, though?
Well, that's your turn. Quill.
I'm gonna
fly over, basically levitate up, grab the rope.
Get to the rope.
Grab on. Okay, Ayla, make a strength check with advantage. Athletics, sorry. So athletics with advantage. Let's see how much you can boost him.
Not great.
19.
Okay, yeah. What's your strength score? 18?
18.
So let's round it up. Let's say 20. I will say you yank him up 40 feet.
Whoa.
With the momentum, you basically are like... And it's because he's levitating. If he was just holding on, there's no way you could pull him that quickly. What you're doing is you're effectively kind of using his spell and your momentum to fling him upwards, like on a big elastic band.
Damn. So that...
So Quill moves up 40 feet.
So that takes you to 80, right?
Quill is at 40, so 75.
80. So it takes you to 80.
Rhiannon's got the full mass. Yeah, so don't trust that as much as Rhiannon's does.
No, but if he was on 40, he would be
35.
Oh, he was on 35.
Yeah, he was on 35, so he's at 75. Okay? And you still have your turn, technically. You've used your movement to grab the rope, but if you want to action...
Action, I'm just...
I mean, can you cast Expeditious Retreat again?
I can. It's a bonus action.
Yeah, might be faster.
So I've got my bonus action and my action still.
Yes.
Right, I will, in that case... Am I on the stairs?
You can be.
Okay, good. In that case, now I can break concentration to do Expeditious Retreat, sure.
Yes.
I'll do that, and that will actually give me a free movement.
You dash immediately.
Of another...
So 15.
Bam, I'm now level with Ayla.
Yes, you should be at 90. Plus 15, yep. 90.
Mm.
Action.
That's
it.
I'm just praying to Hesper.
Okay.
Well, Ayla's at 110, so you're
Oh yeah, slightly below. Lucius. Below.
Am I at 110 on here? I'm not.
Futility in my mind.
You are currently, you're lagging behind.
If Quill's let go of the rope is still dangling.
I will try and grab the rope then. I will jump off.
Okay, it's not going to be the same because Lucius isn't levitating
himself. It's
fine,
but I can still try and pull him up.
So you're going to, you grab onto the rope.
Yes.
I'll say that you can still make another strength check with advantage. And then Lucius, how much are you helping Ayla? Like, are you going to try and abseil along the wall, like try and like pull yourself up on the rope as well? Or are you going to have Ayla take all of the weight?
I will help.
Okay.
However, can I use a chromatic orb, fire it into the ground as force?
There is no ground. The cylinder just goes straight down into astral space. It's like a hollow chamber, and then it just goes into space.
I got a 24.
24, okay. So I would say if you got Quill with 40 with the extra momentum, you make an athletics check because you're helping.
That's a 7.
Okay, so you're not hindering because you didn't get below 5, but you're not really helping. You pull up Lucius about another 20 feet.
Cool. So you're at 70 now.
It's better than 50.
And then does he still have...
He still has his action if he wants to dash,
He can still dash.
Yeah.
In which case...
So you're basically like, you leap out, grab the rope, Ayla pulls you, you kind of try and pull yourself up. You get to the next level of stairs, you can then hop off and then dash up the remaining stairs.
I will dash.
You probably won't be able to use the rope and maneuver again.
So how far does he go from...
He can go another 15.
Yeah.
15.
So 85.
85, yeah. So you're really close. We're all really close now.
Nova. You're at the top. Get safe.
Sentry, Helios. Either you or Tiangong can power the station. I can't.
You make it. Run! You must run!
I can't tell you to do it though. And I address that to Helios. But I don't know what to do.
The implication is very strong. You're asking him...
You're
saying either Tiangong or Helios has to stay behind to power this thing. Promises you've not quite earned Helios's loyalty yet. If Sentry was asking him, I'd probably give it more of a, like, it'd have more oomph.
If I work out the math in my head, do I think we could make it?
Well, what is Nova and Sentry and Ayla at?
So Nova is 135, I'm at 140, Ayla's at 110.
Okay, so you have approximately 30 seconds, or like maybe just under 24 seconds, which is 4 or 5 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
You and Sentry will probably reach the top in about 12 seconds,
mm-hmm.
if you just keep running. The problem is Quill and Lucius.
They're not too far behind.
They might just make it.
Yeah.
But I would say it's a gamble.
I could just stay behind and live on this station forever.
I mean, you could stay behind, yes. That is a thing you could do. I mean, that's a pretty noble act. That's a pretty heroic act. Do you think Nova's the type of person to make that?
How are these two looking?
They're running. Everyone's doing their best. At this point, everybody is in a panicked run for the top, doing everything they can to try and make it out together.
Yeah, Lucius is the furthest down at 85, yeah. So he's only 50 feet or so.
So that's like two more rounds.
Two more rounds.
And
yeah.
Do we just need to make it to the top of this 200? Like, I'm sure, because, yeah.
I mean, there's a short corridor and then the portal door, the portal room. Now, sure, maybe, was it 5 feet from the door? Was it 10? Was it 15? You don't know. You can't remember.
Do you feel lucky, Punk?
I don't feel lucky, no.
No, I don't.
So, the question is, what does Nova do? And this is a big decision, so I'm not going to rush you too much, but we can't wait forever.
I think for now, I'm going to keep moving to the top.
Okay, so another 30 feet for Nova.
Plus Nova at 9.
So Nova is now at 165.
Okay.
Because my thought is, as soon as the power goes, it's not immediate.
Ayla,
there's no residual power.
I'm going to...
Well,
no, but
you
I
know.
Can still move down.
Maybe there is.
I'm going to go up 45.
Okay.
So
155.
Oops, thank you for doing this, really.
And then...
That's your action move. So you hold the rope, but you're just rushing up. Yeah. So you're not going to be able to pull anybody up if they grab the rope this turn, because you're kind of just trailing it behind you. You're not braced, ready to
not
do
this
it.
Not this turn,
no.
But
future
I'd
turns
like
you can do.
Have it there.
Yeah.
So.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Sentry.
I think I might.
Must go, Sentry.
Yeah. Yeah.
We must all make it out of here alive. We must warn of what Kallus has been doing.
That is true. We've got one job to do.
Someone stayed behind.
Oh yeah, because it's an NPC, they have to throw their lives away for you. Is that it? No.
We don't get out. No.
Well, maybe Helios has just as an important mission. Maybe if it's going to be that bad. Maybe Helios still thinks you have a chance.
I'm going to go another 30.
Yeah, you're just going to rush up 30?
Yeah, did I dash on my turn or did I just move? I just went
30. No, I think you dashed. Yeah, we took you 30 feet.
30.
Yeah.
What?
Difficult.
So 170 now.
Yeah. You're half.
Okay.
So you're at 170 now, Ree. Quill.
Well, I've got Expeditious, so I'm going to double dash with my bonus.
So you can move, dash, and then dash again. Yeah.
No, I can. It basically makes dash a bonus action.
Yeah. Which means you can move, action, dash
then dash again.
Bonus action,
you can
dash.
Move three times.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can go 45 feet this turn.
Neato. So from 90 to...
Well, Rianne's got it here.
Yes, you're 90 currently.
So you can go to 135.
135,
very nice.
So Quill just with accelerated magical speed, woof, just rushes up these stairs in a panicked rush.
Yeah, that's my turn. That's all I wrote.
Okay. Do Lucius.
Good. Doing my best running Naruto style.
So just 30 feet for Lucius?
As much as I can, yes.
All right. So the main thing is yeah, basically, if you guys want to do anything differently from dashing, just say we'll run through this quickly. Nova.
Yeah, I'll keep dashing.
Okay, dash. So another 30.
195 for Nova.
All right, so Nova, you can see the open doorways just above you. You can see that there the door that was forced open and wedged open by the strange metal, you can see into it, there is a short corridor. You can see that from that door, there is a short corridor. Ayla.
Can I communicate to Lucius? Do you need another boost?
Yeah, sure. You guys can communicate to each other.
Yes.
Okay. Then in which case I will move for 20 feet.
Yep.
And hold the rope. And
ready in action.
Ready in action again.
Okay.
And rage again to try and pull him.
Yeah. I will say don't worry about spending another rage. Okay. I know technically rage goes away. This situation is so adrenaline fueled. Your rage stays.
Okay. Cool.
Sentry.
Well, I'm ready.
You're ready.
Yeah.
Sentry.
I'm going to get to the top, so I'll go to the full 200.
So you get to 200.
Yep.
Right. Sentry, when you reach the top, you look down into what is very clearly, you see that there is...
Kallus Starbane.
No.
Just standing there.
At the top of the doorway, there is a 15-foot corridor.
Right.
Then there is the door, which is currently shut.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then you think it was about 5 feet to the portal in the other room.
Okay.
The problem is, you will know that the door only opens to someone bearing the amulet or Ayla.
Yeah.
But you see that in front of you now.
Cool, nice.
Okay.
Sweet. It's 35.
So, Quill, 45?
Yeah, I'm trying to math in my head. 45.
Is there time for maths?
No, there's not.
It'll be
150.
It's fine. One's 45, maths, 35, 70.
170.
Wait, I'm at 135 now.
Yeah, 180. So 180.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Brain.
What am I at now? Okay. I don't know what I'm at now.
You're at 175, I think?
Yeah, you're 175 now.
Oh.
Okay. Who's goes it now? Is it Lucius?
I'm just working something out.
Here we go.
Lucius.
I will grab the rope and just push off the ledge as much as I can.
Okay, so advantage strength check, or athletics check from Lucius as well.
Is that
20?
11.
11, okay. So you get another 20-foot boost from Ayla, and then you can move another 15 feet. So you're basically gaining like an extra 5 feet of movement with Ayla's help.
So that was...
So 20 and then another 15.
Okay, so you are currently 35. 140.
Okay, not too far behind.
Nova.
So I'll keep running. Can I get to the door?
So here's where the difficulty, because difficult terrain ends when you get to the top, right? Yeah. So what's Nova at currently? 195?
195.
All right, so you have to spend 10 feet to get to the top.
And then I've got 20 feet.
So then you've got 20 feet normal movement.
Yeah.
So you get to the door. The door opens.
I'm going to, and just stand there.
It's 10 feet to the portal. Sentry was wrong. It's 10 feet from the doorway into the portal. I worked this all out based on the map from last time.
Yeah.
But I like playing with your expectations.
I'm going to stand in the doorway.
So you stand in the doorway holding it open.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So shut the Ayla.
10 feet to the portal. So that's 25 feet.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Dash?
Dash.
Or are you going to rope?
Can I get to the very top and keep the rope down for another one turn?
I mean, what? So you can go...
It's 175.
So you can go 20, which would take you to 195. So it wouldn't be quite the top.
Okay, I'll do that.
But I think... Okay. Yeah,
and keep the rope.
The rest of your movement,
yeah. All right, so you're 195 and you're holding the rope ready.
For Lucius again.
Okay,
yeah.
For Lucius again. Sentry. So you're no longer in difficult terrain.
Teamwork!
The portal, it's glowing. The portal is open. Nova has opened the door. Mm-hmm. You can see the room. The portal is flickering. The lights are flickering, this alarm is going, but your path to safety is open. What do you do?
Can I try and reach down and grab somebody? Ayla's 5 feet and Quill is 180.
I would say you could technically, I think you could probably reach, you've got technically like a 5 foot reach, but you also occupy a 5 foot space. So you can reach about 10 foot down.
Okay.
So you can grab anybody who's at 190 and then I'll say you can ready your action to pull them up if you want.
Yeah, I'll ready in action. I'll get ready to pull Ayla up.
Okay.
I'm already at 195. So you could pull me up 5 feet or so.
Or if Quill or somebody else can get to 190, you can pull them up.
Yeah.
All right, Quill. What's Quill at currently?
180,
and I can do...
So if you go 10 feet up...
My sentry can...
Pull you up.
I can do 20, which would be my double dash, and then I've got another 30, which would get me
to
the portal.
Actually, yeah, he's totally fine.
Yeah.
He's totally fine.
How many hours has it been since we had water breathing cast on us?
So you had a long rest, 8 hours, and then let's say about 1 hour for the battle and then the exploration.
It's about nine hours.
So you've still got 9 hours left. Yeah.
I'm going to run past Sentry and tell her to pull Lucius up instead.
Okay, so you go 45 feet. So you were at 180, did you say?
180, yeah.
So it would take you... Okay, so this is where we have to work it out with difficult terrain. You'd go 15 foot with your first movement, which would take you to 195.
Yeah.
You'd spend another 10 foot of movement to get to the very top.
Yeah.
Which would be your second dash, leaving you with 20 feet. Yeah, do you just go straight into the portal or are you waiting?
No, God no. So that means I've got an action still.
Yes, yeah, you do.
Hold action.
Just go.
Yeah, no, I'm... Can I use an action to try and figure out how much time we've got left?
What's your intelligence?
14.
14? It's somewhere between... Let me work out the rounds.
I think we're around.
It's somewhere between 12 or maybe 24 seconds. Like, you've not kept super good count. You've got between 2 and 4 rounds. It could be 2, it could be 3, it could be 4. You're okay. Not sure.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, answer my turn.
All right.
I don't think there's any longer to help.
Lucius.
I will use the rope.
Okay. So give me strength checks.
Give as much as I can.
Oh, this is terrible.
Natural 1.
I got a 3 was my highest, so 10 is my highest.
Can you make a dex saving throw, Lucius?
Ah.
Yes.
Can I?
I mean, there's no crit fails, but there is a failure by a certain amount.
15.
15? No, you're holding the rope.
16, sorry. Like,
can't do anything.
16? You stumble. You reach out, you grab the rope, but you slip. And it's only because of your sister's gauntleted hand that you manage to keep hold. Your other hand, like, bad friction burns, lets go, but the metal gauntlet kind of protects your other hand, and you manage to just hold on. You're gripped. Basically, you stay where you are. You don't... That movement, you get nothing from it.
Fuck!
So you can still action dash if you want to get off the rope and just clamber up. You can go another 15
I'll
feet.
I'll do that, and I'll say, everyone just go.
So you're 155.
So, Lucius, you send a message out. Just go.
Just leave.
And those words just echo in your minds. Nova.
I'm going to stay at the door to hold it open.
Okay. You're out of everybody. You can see this portal does not look like it's going to last much longer. This portal is flickering. It's embers of life still remain in it. Whatever power Silver Edge gave this station, it is nearly done.
Is there anything I can do to, like, put some temporary power in it?
What do you want to try?
Well, I don't want to leave the door because I don't want it to shut mm-hmm. on people, so...
So what do you want to try?
I guess I couldn't use part of myself, like, you know, my magical sort of power to power it. Like,
do you have any spell slots left?
Cripple myself. No, I don't.
Okay.
I've got a fire elemental and a gem.
No, that would only summon the elemental. Yeah. Tell you what. Make a... Just roll charisma for me. Just roll d20 plus your charisma mod. And if you get high...
18.
Is that with the modifier?
With the modifier.
I'm going to give you a choice. You can take... You think you could, with this bond with Tiangong and the Eterna, which you know have an explicit magical connection to these weapons, these stations, these ships, maybe you could temporarily use some of your own life essence that you know Eternas feed on to maybe give yourself a little more time. You don't know how much time, you don't know how much of your life essence this would take, but you think you could do it.
Okay. I'll ready in action to do it.
Yeah. Well, you don't even need to ready in action. Okay. You can place your hands on the crystal. You can see there are these power lines, right? These purple crystal power lines that weave themselves all through the ship. You've seen them in the ship under Rosewater. You've seen them here. You kneel down, you hold Tiangong in your hand, you cut your hand and then place it over these veins, and you just begin focusing all this power that Tiangong's given you, focusing all of the magic that you know you can harness, and you begin just pouring it, and it hurts. Like, for a moment, you have to, like, flinch your hand away, but then you push it back, and you press, and you just force this energy out of you, and you feel it surge from you. You feel yourself become weakened. We'll talk about what that means. But you think you've bought yourself a little bit more time. Not much. Ayla, what do you do?
Can I get up to the top but still leave that rope down so that I'm walking with it?
Yeah. Because the rope's 50 foot, right?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
So okay. He can still...
Grab it if he needs to.
Grab it sure. If he needs to, and I can pull him up. So I'm at the top.
He'd have to move up and then grab it, but yes.
Yeah. So I'm 5 feet, so 10 feet. So yeah. I've still got then 35 feet yeah. of movement. So can I move...
Keep in mind that as the further you move away, yeah. that shortens the rope.
How far... Down. Can
you could
I
try
go
and tie it off to still... the stairs, but then you wouldn't be there to pull him up.
Can I... How far can you go on your own?
If you... 15 and difficult.
15?
Yeah.
So if you go to...
I'm trying to work.
So he'd go to 160, 170. He needs 30 foot of rope still there.
So 170.
So you could move 20 feet, basically, to the door.
I'll do that.
Okay. So you move up to the door.
As far as I can.
So you move up, and you're the first one who sees Nova just like lean down, slice the hand, and place it on this vein. And you're the only one who sees that. And also, the door seems to register to you and stays open as well.
Okay. I'll shout down, Lucius, we are not leaving without you. Get that rope and get up here.
Sentry.
So I'm still reaching down, grabbing people's quills up. Everybody's up apart from Lucius.
Yes.
And he's got the rope, so he might be all right.
He might be.
He might be all right, but I don't know.
Let's find out.
All right. Ah! All right, I'm going to just move on up and just gesture to get people into the portal.
So you're basically stood by the portal like, come on, let's move.
Yeah.
Okay. Quill.
I mean, yeah, same. Like
you're just like, we're not going in there until Lucius is up. Because you can just hold your turn.
You could assist.
You could assist Ayla.
Now I've seen, I guess I could send Nova as well, do the thing. Mm-hmm. Can I see, like, the portal light up or any more than normal?
Make an Arcana check. This is your kind of sphere. Like, you know magic and Hesper's kind of, like, gives you guidance on this kind of stuff.
21.
It's not much. She's maybe bought you another 6 seconds, but not much.
Okay. Okay, I will, yeah, I'll, whatever I can, just one claw on the rope.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, you'll have advantage, so even if you don't rage, but I'll maybe add like a flat bonus. Lucius, you're the big one here, buddy. It's all down to you now.
I'm going
to
move this out of the way.
So you run up 15 feet?
Yes.
With action, and then you're going to try and grab the rope as your action.
Try and grab the rope.
Okay, sure. And so, yep, advantage, and then... you can have advantage as well because Quill is now helping, so.
24.
It's good.
Oh, God.
14.
16, that's pretty good. So.
Thank God I had advantage.
With that kind of sense of urgency and fear, you just feel like any kind of strength, the training you did to be a sky jouster, any kind of physical activity, you put your feet on the rope and you just begin pulling with everything you have. And Ayla kind of pulling up the rest of the rope. What is he currently at?
155.
And if he takes the 15 feet, that takes him to 170?
170, yeah.
I would say between the two of you, you pull him up to the 200. You pull him up onto the railing.
We're all up.
You're all up, but not all of you are. There's still 25 feet to go. So, Nova, you see Lucius pulled up. Ayla and Quill all pull him up. What are you doing? Are you still maintaining this kind of thing?
I'm going to still maintain it. As long as
are you
takes,
trying to put more to be... power, or are you just trying to keep what you already have? If you try and put more power in, this will hurt. You can feel something of yourself is breaking as you do this.
Does it seem like there's enough time?
You don't know.
I will put what I think. I don't know if this is going to answer your question, but I will put what I think is needed to keep the portal open until everyone is through. And I am the last one to
be through.
Can you make
a constitution saving throw, please?
Saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
14.
You grit your teeth and you desperately want to give this. You want to give more power, but you can feel something clawing at your inside, something in your veins, like they're being pulled out from you, and you just can't. You just break your hand away, and you can see that there is discoloration to all of your skin. Your arm is almost blackened, all the way up, you know, nearly towards like the bicep, and it's barely working. You can't make it move or anything. You just can't. You can't give it more.
Okay.
You've given it everything you can.
I'm still gonna wait to be the last person through.
Yeah, that's fine. Ayla. You see Lucius is up?
Am I the one keeping the door open?
Nova is also.
Nova is still.
Yep.
She's still within distance to do
and
that.
And it looks like she's not moving. You see her kind of like holding her arm, but...
Can I, with all the rage in me, just like throw Lucius along the corridor and run? I have enough movement to get through the portal.
I will say,
as well.
You can pick him up, and because you can move 25 even if you're slowed, you could just drag him. And you just drag him through the portal. So Ayla and Lucius, woof, and you see their forms just... There's almost a moment where they touch the portal, and you've seen it before when as soon as you touched it, you transported. Ayla reaches out, touches the portal, and doesn't immediately, and you feel your heart sink, but then they just flicker and vanish. But the portal, as it takes those two, it flickers badly, like... Sentry.
Cool, I'm going to do the same. Yeah. I'm going to pick up Quill.
And you barrel in through with him. Again, you reach there, and this time you have to wait almost like 2 seconds, and then and you vanish. You feel yourselves pulled away. Nova, everyone's gone.
Thinking about one little detail.
Okay. The portal is flickering badly.
I'll go through.
Okay. You think that if you had waited 6 more seconds, that portal was not going to work. It takes an agonizingly long time as you stand in there just hoping, this numb arm just hanging loosely by your side, and then eventually you feel that familiar sucking sensation as you are thrown, hurtling down, 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 until you hit the icy cold water of the cold light depths. It takes you a moment to remember you can breathe, and you are now all out of the Astral Citadel.
Oh. Holy Never gone back there again.
Well done. Well done.
As you emerge, you can, however, hear the sound of fighting outside the cave.
Oh, no.
Give us a break!
No!
And into the fire!
You did happen to leave quite a few Sahogan behind, but, I mean, in no immediate threat. You can just hear the clashing of steel, shouting. What do you do? You all made it through. Nova looks pretty bad. is the only way to kind of like settle it?
I'm gonna cast Lay on Hands on Nova.
I haven't.
How is your?
Have you taken any hit point damage?
I've not taken any hit point damage.
Oh, you're all right then.
I'm just used all my fucking life essence to power that portal.
Not all of it, but some.
If someone does need healing though,
I'll give some. All right. I'll give some to Lucius. I'll give Lucius 15
for the moment. You guys can do what you want. I'll let you know if that changes.
Are there still the Tritons that we...
Well, Drexia and Eren were evacuating them.
They were.
That was when you came through the portal. Not around you, no.
Not around us, okay.
But you think you can hear singing. Now that you stop, you think outside of here,
HP.
There might be singing.
15.
In amongst all of the fighting.
Oh,
not that good.
Okay.
Not that good yet.
Thank As you. In singing that we'd recognise from Tritons. Or Sahagin.
Quill, make a perception. Actually, no. You've got passive perception. What am I talking about? You're pretty sure it's Drexia singing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you think you can hear Eren fighting, calling out? Sounds of fighting, basically, outside.
We might be able to still get to Eren and Dolphin out of here.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Nova, are you okay?
Sir?
We need to make sure Nova gets there.
Okay. I mean, you can just wrap an arm around her and just take
I'll
a swim with her.
Grab her.
I'll grab her if you want. Yeah.
Don't
swim.
Grab the bad arm.
I can swim underwater without problem, so okay, I'll take Nova.
All right. So you begin swimming.
No, I know, but
you're all weak.
Sad.
You're weak.
Sad.
You swim out and you emerge out into... there is definitely there's an ongoing battle. You can see that a number of the Tritons that you rescued have armed themselves. And are now fighting a few remaining Sahogan. Not all of them. There's not that many. There's maybe 6 or 7. And there's definitely more Tritons, but the Tritons are badly armed. They're quite weak. But they are still fighting quite furiously. When Eren sees you, she just immediately is like, you hear, she pulls up like a conch to her lips, blows it, and the Tritons begin forming a fighting retreat away. She barrels over towards you. No time to talk about anything. She just lifts her trident up, speaks in some deep primordial language, it glows, and out of the water these 4 dolphins begin to form and shape. Get on now! We gotta go!
Okay, yeah.
4.
They can take 2 people
each. Okay, good.
Okay, cool. Just someone swimming like
that. See ya.
And Eren can probably swim and catch up with them as well. So, okay. Those of you who don't have a swimming speed, Eren prioritizes. The Tritons. The Sahorgan who are fighting definitely want to try and get you. As soon as they see you, they start readying spears. They try and swim past the Tritons to get past. The Tritons use that as an opportunity to get opportunity attacks and stab them. But they're rushing towards you. And then the dolphins basically grab you and begin speeding away in a high pursuit. The Sahorgan can't really keep up with them. And once you get past into a certain temperature range and depth, they just pull back and they don't give chase. It takes maybe a couple of hours for you to like fully swim your way back up to the surface and back towards the storm chase of the ship. But you break water, you breathe air, and you see your homeworld, Erois, before you.
Oh.
We'll give you, we can say that you guys take effectively what is a short rest in getting up onto the ship, catching your breath. You, a couple of the crew, Arya and the others, you know, rush to ask you what's wrong. Greylano, your doctor, takes Nova immediately to the medical bay on the airship. Just literally carries her like a fireman. Throws you over a shoulder and just carries you straight down into the medical quarters. The wolf pack are all on the sides with bows, like, waiting. Like, oh, we're gonna get him. Anyone who follows you, like, you know, they're ready to fight anything that breaches the surface.
Nice.
And Erin also follows up with you as well. But yeah, you guys basically take a moment to recuperate, and Arya lifts the storm chaser above the water and to get a safe distance. And I hand it over to you for what you would like to do next.
That was too close.
That was way too close.
I have no idea.
Was there a real chance we were very close?
Yeah. Oh, I had the rules. I set the rules. I wrote them like, this is how this is going to go. I worked the math out, and I was like, if they just run and nothing bad happens, they'll make it and they'll have some rounds to spare.
Everything
then
bad
things happened, which is D&D. But it also made it more exciting. And it means that you guys had a real, like, that could have been a TPK. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
But you were smart, you got some lucky attack rolls, you covered for each other. You could have just left Quill and Lucius to die and be like, there is a real risk we all die, we have to leave somebody behind, but you didn't. You stuck through it together and you made sure you all got out together.
Would it have been an immediate, like, no oxygen? Because would it, in my head,
oxygen,
I was like,
you would have been fine.
Would Nova been able to go back and then powered it with Tiangong?
Possibly.
If these two were stuck.
Yes, but they would have started to suffocate.
Yeah, so
the oxygen would have gone very quickly.
Also
cold.
You never know.
But yeah, for sure. I will say, you all get, I believe... I worked it out. You know what? I'm going to give you more XP than I originally planned.
Oh.
3,000 XP each.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's good. Oh, that's dang. Good.
Okay.
So 2, 6, 4, 50.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's what is there any better
D&D
teacher? No.
Than death.
Lucius is considerably shaken.
Yeah. I bet.
I mean, we went to space.
Checks on Nova's been taken away, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Taken away. She's been taken.
I think that
I'm gonna have to do some thinking because that was a pretty improvised thing, but.
Yeah.
There definitely will be some serious
repercussions. Oh, yeah.
Not quite loss of limb, but... And we can talk about some cool RP stuff, too.
I think I got a couple of ideas.
Yeah, cool. Let's talk about
them. Let's talk about how to fuck up my character. D&D.
So the ship is now away from...
It's away from the land. Arya hasn't plotted a course back yet. She's literally lifted the airship, so if anything does come out the water, there is not a chance it can get to you.
Nice. Just squash him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that those of you who remain on deck, probably Ayla, maybe Quill and Sentry then, they are fully, like, into battle mode. Like, you've been gone a really long time and they didn't know what was happening. So you can see that all of the Beastwalkers are on deck. You can see that... I can't remember her name, Penny, is in the ballista, like, literally just doesn't look like she's left in hours. Like, she has, like, various, like, you know, cut, like, water skins and some food rations, and she's just there watching.
Hey.
Cool.
The wild people do like us.
Yeah. Yeah, they do, yeah.
Good job, yeah.
You gave them a good job.
Nice.
But also, it's, you know, professionalism.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess... Can I tell them just to keep watch for a little longer because the Sahagin might have chased us?
Sure, I mean, yeah, so what does... You find Kamara?
Yeah.
I was like, are you all right? What happened?
A little bit too much for now, but you just need to watch for just maybe an hour more while we just figure out what's going on, where we're going to go, plus the Sahagin might have chased us. Just
all right.
keep checking for now.
I think we're high enough that the Sahagin can't get us unless they use magic, but we'll keep an eye out. Sir.
Okay.
Is the Ganassi all right?
Maybe. Hopefully.
All right. Well, yes, we'll keep watch your mongrels. And she kind of calls out, and all the beast walkers are like, "Aye, aye, aye," and they're kind of like looking down with bows.
Okay.
Araya kind of steps over and is like, "We'll take care of it, Quill. Are you sure everything's all right?"
Only time will tell.
I'll keep us at this altitude until I hear from Lucius or yourself. If you have a course that you want me to plot, if we go back to Yamalotai or somewhere else.
Yeah, I think we all need to debrief.
Right. Sounds reasonable. I'll come find me when you want to do that.
Okay.
All right. Get some food, get some rest.
Yeah. Man, I'm just like...
dazed.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm a bit... Yeah.
I'm still on a bit of an adrenaline high. Yeah.
There's nothing.
I got nothing.
I love that we did this as well, all dressed like this.
It's a very serious episode.
Serious mathing going on.
So where's everyone else?
So I believe Nova is currently down in the medical bay.
Yep.
Where is everyone else? This is a great point. Where, like, where is Lucius?
He's gonna just kind of wander around a little bit.
Dazed.
I guess go to the quarters at the top. The officer's quarters.
Mm-hmm. So you go into like the captain's quarters and
Room. And just kind of look out onto the sea for a bit.
Okay.
If anyone else comes along.
Okay. What is Lucius just literally like sat down, like looking out?
Yeah,
the
he's contemplating a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But obviously no one's asking him at the moment. So
okay.
It's all in his head. All
right. What's Sentry doing?
I think I'd probably start making my way down to the captain's quarters, just seeing if everything's all right.
Okay. So you kind of enter and you see Lucius there. Do you say anything? Do you give him time? Are you quiet? How does Sentry react seeing Lucius like that?
I just ask you, are you okay, Lucius? How are you doing?
You know what? I'm not okay, but there's something strange. Being so close to giving up, you know? There was a point there where I thought, this is futile, there's nothing left, there's no point. Yet everyone chipped in to help. And that's good. I enjoyed that. And that really... that gave me something, you know? That gave me life again. And I really reached a point there where I thought I could end it.
Well, we weren't going to leave without you, Lucius. There's no way.
I know, but I was at peace. I was ready. If you see what I mean. Yes. But something kept me going, so...
Well, I hope you keep going.
Well, just pay for the ship, so yes. Okay. Got to save the world, don't we?
We do.
Rhiannon, can you roll some percentile dice for me?
Uh-huh.
So D100 save.
D100s, let's see.
D100s.
How many? Just the one?
Yeah, so it's the D10 and then the D100.
Okie dokie, where are you?
What's this one you got?
That's a D100.
Yep, it's a D100, so it's a D10, yep.
90.
Oh. Okay. Lucius, you watch Sentry just go blank.
Sentry?
Like you've seen with other guardians, she just shuts down for a temp. You don't know.
Sentry? I'll just shake her a bit.
Okay.
Anybody help?
So you hear Lucius calling out from
the
captain's
quarters. Can I run towards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you burst in and you can see Sentry just stood there, not moving.
She's just stopped.
How long has she been stopped?
Just a second ago.
Is that what happened? I don't know how this...
She was speaking to me and then she just shut down.
I guess you're messaging ringing this.
No, I probably actually shouted
just,
it.
Just, like, poke your head out and shout. Calls go out, like, Quartermaster Quill, Quartermaster Quill, Captain.
Right, I had the first one.
Okay.
I'll go rushing down to the captain's quarters.
Yeah, you enter and you see the same thing. Sentry just shut down.
Helios.
I don't know what is happening.
You're connected to her.
I can't sense her anymore. I can't communicate. She's not responding.
Her matrix. Anything?
You come back. As if, like, there was a moment where you thought you were back in Solven, but it's like a dream.
Hello, Sentry?
Hi.
What happened? I could not communicate with you, Sentry Guardian.
You couldn't?
You were not responding.
You just went blank.
I went to Solven.
You
I was
what?
Home. I went to Solven. I was home.
Death. You blanked out for a few seconds.
You just shut down.
But I was home.
I think something bad is happening to you. We've seen this before.
No. Not now. No, not now. No!
It's okay. We still
no,
have...
no, 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 no. Oh, we have so much to do.
We can do things. This is not... This is the first time it's happened, right? Is this the first time? I think so.
You're not sure. Is it the first time? I don't know.
Well, it's the first time that we've ever seen this, so that's fine. We're going there anyway. We'll prioritize. We'll
plot a course right now. How about that?
No. It's okay. It's happened. It's only one time. It'll be fine, right? It'll be okay. It's like, it'll be fine.
You got loads of time.
Got loads of time. Everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. We don't need to go anywhere yet.
What's Quill's reaction to all of this?
I mean, I'm remembering in Kelly's Rest that guardian that was blanking out as well. Mm-hmm. And sort of attributing the two is kind of like a shocked sort of silence. And knowing how much time he had, even though we got there kind of however many days, weeks, whatever, through his blank outs, he's not too pleased.
So while you guys are all doing this, Nova, you do eventually start coming back to Greylano, this very tall, she's athletic, but not in a bulky way. You know, she's kind of like a basketball player, right? Like tall and thin and lean, but still muscled. And she's looking down over at you and she's pulling, like opening your eyes and like flashing like a little light from like a little lantern, like checking your pupils. Nova, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. How are you feeling? Do you feel weak?
No.
You're not being very communicative, so. And then she reaches over and puts something cold on your head, on your forehead, which is very soothing. Like, you didn't realize how hot you were feeling until this cool kind of compress goes over your head.
Yeah, everyone okay?
Yes, they're all fine. Yes, they're all well.
Safe.
Yes, all safe. Do you know what happened? What happened to your arm?
I was trying to keep the thing glow open. Portal.
Okay. I'm going to wrap it in some bandages, but I need you to not try and use it for a while, all right?
What's wrong with that?
We need to figure it out, all right? You like to figure things out, I'm told.
Where's Tiangong?
He's, and she's like, that's your weapon, yes? It's right here. And she kind of like puts it on the bed next to you.
And I think I'll just curl around Tiangong.
Careful of the razor sharp blade.
I'm just gonna curl around it and okay. I'm just gonna be like.
Yeah, I mean, even without Greylano's thing, like, you trying to move your arm, it's like lead. It's you can feel it, but it's heavy and it's numb and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can feel there's a deep sympathy. Mm.
And I'm just gonna.
Coming from Tiangong.
I'm just gonna whisper, like, as much, like, just safe. I just want you to be safe.
And it responds.
I would never use you that way.
There is a response. Safe, affirmative, like a sense of yes, you saved me.
And just like, it had to come from me.
Okay, nice. Back up to the top.
Right, we need to get a plan. Like, what's our next move? What are we going to do?
Can I cast spells at a higher... I want to cast a third level spell, but I've got a fourth level slot.
Yeah, you can. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do sending to Erin.
Erin's on the ship with you.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh.
So don't cast sending.
Just shout.
Oh, I thought she was still down.
No, she came up with you. She was the one. She had to control the dolphins to get you up here.
Okay.
Drexia, you think, was still down there fighting.
Oh, no, that's okay. In that case, she's not with us, though, right now, is she? Mm-mm. In that case, like, without saying anything to the situation, I'm going to leave the room and find Erin, tell her that we are leaving immediately, mm-hmm. and that she should probably head back to Yamalotai now. And then try and find Araya as well.
I wasn't expecting. I thought that you wanted to go back. I mean, there's a reward for you, all of my things are back there. I don't have anything to repay you for going and dealing with a citadel.
You're gonna have to keep that for now. Deeper troubles have come about, and we need to leave now.
She frowns. It's like, all right. Well, if you just have the ship drop down to the water, I can make my own way back. But I can't let you just go without nothing. That's not right. That's not how we do things. And so she gives you the trident.
Oh, wow.
But you need this. Is this...
I don't need it. I can fight with any weapon, but this is a... If nothing else, think of it as something to hold on to until you can get a real reward back from me. It's not right. You guys, not only did you help save my people, you went in and dealt with whatever was in that portal. I don't even know what happened, but something must have... Something bad clearly did.
Something like...
Just take it, Quill.
Okay. Thank you.
If nothing else, keep hold of it until we see each other again. I'm going to go straight back to Solvin. I've got to report this to His Majesty.
Well, good luck. That's where we're headed.
I mean, Solvin's a Triton city, though. Why would you need to go back there?
It's to do with Sentry.
All right. I'm not...
It's the home of what was once the Guardians, and...
Well, Solvin... New Solvin is built from the ruins of the old city. We've not found anything there that relates to the Guardians. We would have shared it with the world if we had. I'm sorry, Quill, but I don't think there's any answers to the Guardians' problems in Solvin. We've searched the whole place. There's a few places nearby. There's a volcano. There's a bunch of ruins, but that's it.
Our original course was City of Glass, wasn't it?
You were going to go to the City of Glass because you heard a message about that. Sentry also did some research into Solvin and the origins of the Guardians, but that's all in your notes. So, I mean, maybe there's something that we've missed. Maybe, but we've been living there for a few hundred years now, and His Majesty, we wouldn't have kept that from the Guardians. You know, they were great protectors like we are. We would have shared it with them.
I'll messenger.
Maybe His Majesty knows something. Maybe you could ask him. I'd certainly be more than willing to introduce you on as for what you've done.
I'll messenger ring Lucius and ask, well, everyone, just ask what the course is.
So Nova, you also still hear this, yeah.
Sentry.
That is a course.
Where do you want us to go?
Oh, you're asking Sentry. I thought your answer was it where the, are we going, Sentry?
Was it the volcano?
Yes. The volcano's in Solvin. Lacanus, yeah, but...
And that was linked with the City of Glass, was it not?
No, there was. We worked it out that when the split happened, where it went to,
City of, Glass is in Gisella.
Separate. Because remember, like, Solvin would have once been one thing. Yeah. The Sundering broke it up.
So the City of Glass is in Kamina.
Kamina, that's Gisella. Yeah. Where we were going.
Yep. Where you were going to go. Because there was a message where if the Sentry unit was damaged...
Take
it to the City of Glass.
Which is not in Solvin, it's near Solvin. Solvin.
Near Solvin, one. Near New Solvin, which is now an underwater ruin. There is also Volcanos, which I believe Sentry did research on, and it was revealed that that is where Guardians were actually made. That's where they were sent to replenish their energy, was Volcanos.
Yep.
So I would say that through all of your combined intellects and things, that it's where basically you have a choice. You can either try and go to this Volcanos... and find out, like, but you don't know anything. All you know is it's now a volcano, and at some point in Solvin's history, there was a facility there where they built or made Guardians. Or you go to the City of Glass, which is not too far away, and you try and follow whatever messaging that was. And maybe there's more clues, maybe there's more information, maybe that's where you need to take her. You don't know. So, two choices. City of Glass, try and find this Volcanos.
I mean, if Volcanos was literally the place where energy is replenished, that feels like the right choice.
But it also said if this Sentry unit is lost or broken, return it to, which city implies that the city
I mean, she's not lost or broken now.
But she's in the process of breaking.
Breaking.
She's breaking.
She's coming to the end of her life.
So. I feel like...
The Sentry... You got touched by Silver Edge, didn't you?
Yes.
You resisted it.
Okay.
Sentry, I feel, is a special kind of guardian.
I think that there wouldn't be that message if that wasn't a useful place to take her.
Yes. Other guardians, sure, made of this volcano, but Sentry probably needs the assistance of whatever's in the City of Glass.
We can go to both if we have to.
City of Glass is closer, is it not?
They're both kind of in a similar distance. They're actually not that far from each other.
Oh, okay.
The ruins of Solvin, or New Solvin, as the Tritons call it, and Volcanos, are not that far. They're still like a good week, 2 weeks journey from the City of Glass. So if you go there, you might be losing time. You don't know how much time you have. But you definitely, yeah, it's down to you. You can definitely visit both. You know, you don't have to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
If you go to one and that doesn't have what you need, you might need to go to the other one. You'll just lose some time.
Right. But how much time do we have?
That's the question.
We originally headed for the City of Glass anyway. And we did get a message to take her back directly, so I guess it makes sense for City of Glass.
I mean, essentially, you can hear all of this as well.
But what about the, you know, all the space stuff and the portals? Isn't there anywhere
back
you want
burner.
To go?
Back burner.
I mean,
I think we just proved we're sticking together, teamwork, and we can't stick together if you're not well. So, therefore, priority. Okay?
Okay.
You guys stop quitting. Stop quitting on me here. It's really annoying.
She's right. I don't think we could do it without you. So we need you to find the Prime.
Okay. If that's
decided.
That's what you want to do?
I think
you're
so.
Happy to.
Nova,
I don't want to be
I hope you're listening. I want to come and visit you now. Okay? No giving up! And I'm going to walk out and I'm going to go down to the infirmary.
Start making your way down. Nova, as you're kind of like crawling to Yangon, you just, it's like a slight vibration, but that prism, you still have it.
Yep.
A little bit of Starbane.
You feel it softly vibrate.
I was totally thinking of leaving it in the portal the other side. That was
really?
The thing I was thinking of. I was like, just chucking it out.
Yeah.
But then I had an idea, another idea.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so it's...
I feel it just softly vibrating. Like it, you know, you don't think it can activate on its own. It has to be activated.
I'm going
to
leave it
okay. For
now, especially because Ayla's coming.
Okay.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, so Ayla.
Hey. Look what I brought.
So, Ayla, before you get into the medical room, Graylana, your doctor, is outside, and she pauses you for a moment. She's like, oh, Ayla, before you go and speak with Nova... I have not seen many injuries like the one she has sustained to her arm. It is much more magical in nature. It is perhaps a little unsightly.
I saw what she did.
Yeah, well.
If anyone can figure it out, then it's probably Nova.
I hope so. And I'm happy to treat it, and there are some things I can do to help.
If you learn anything about...
I will study it as much as I can. With what resources we have, if we make port somewhere, I will try and acquire materials, resources, but it could prove expensive or timely, but I will do everything I can. But just, perhaps you and the crew should be aware that it is not very nice to look at.
I've seen worse.
Okay. All right. You step inside.
Yep. Hey, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, friend.
Hey, there she is.
I'm still lying, like, just cradling Tiangong.
Okay, you see that the hand that Nova had cut and was held against the glass, the bandaging, it's been bandaged, but it's like the arm is way slimmer than it used to be. It looks, I mean, you're not super perceptive, but it doesn't look right. There's something really wrong about it that's unsettling. It's like Nova's arm, but like all withered and shrunk down.
I didn't need you to have a punier arm than you already did, by the way.
Fucking class act, Ayla.
I was trying to be strong.
I know, you're stronger than all of us, really. You saved us, Nova.
I'm so tired.
Okay, but you are hugging a sword right now. Which, I know it's Tiangong, but you're still hugging a sharp blade, which
Tiangong
concerns me slightly.
Hello.
Hi, Tiangong.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm so happy you're safe.
Everyone is safe, and I know it's because of whatever you did. I don't know what you've done.
Is Lucius safe?
Yes, everybody. You got everybody out.
Is Quill safe?
Everybody's safe. Sentry's safe. Quill's safe. Lucius is safe. The whole crew is safe. I'm safe. You're safe. Everyone's safe. Aaron's safe.
Dolphin.
Everyone. We rode a dolphin.
I saw a dolphin.
We did.
I don't feel good, Ayla.
I know. Do you want anything? Food?
So tired.
A stiff drink? Actually, I'm not going to give you a drink. That's a bad pun right now. You're terrible with alcohol when you're well.
So tired.
Have a nap.
I think I hurt my arm.
You hurt it a little bit. Do you remember?
I can't feel it.
Do you remember what you did?
I was trying to keep the thing open, and I just, if I try really hard, I just...
Grelano comes in. It's like, I think it may be best if Nova gets a little bit rest. I've got something to help her sleep.
I don't think she needs it. She's so drowsy, right? But yeah, okay, I agree.
She like looks at you, is like, she needs it. So she comes over and she just puts like...
I'll just go over and like...
a little potion.
Pat, pat.
When you get closer, part of the bandage has come loose and you can see that whatever arm had been there before, it looks like it's just skeletal left. It's like a skeletal remain of her forearm. And that's where we're going to end today's episode.
Man. Who's got the
worst arm?
Yeah.
This is becoming the crew of no arms. Who's next?
You got to keep your bones.
Well, you got a power arm. You got a broken arm.
Yeah, mine's
arm.
The opposite.
You got a laser arm.
Oh, a skelly arm.
You got magic.
You got a laser arm.
And you've just got two big gun arms.
I got guns.
So we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Right. Take care and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.